If you have just joined us, JT, it's such a pleasure to have you with us this morning. We are in conversation with MEC for Education, Ms. K.C. Dlamini. MEC, a very good morning to you. We understand that the Mpumalanga Department of Education will this afternoon host the 2024 Visual Arts and Design Prize Giving Competition in the Mbombela Gallery. Please tell us more about this competition.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. Yes, it is true. In fact, by nature, school should be interesting because that is where people do what they would want to do for the rest of their life. That is why as a department, we decided to come up with different focus schools so that people can choose from the different focus areas. Today, we are having the 2024 Visual Art and Design Prize Giving Ceremony. We are using it as a vehicle to celebrate the province's rich indigenous flora through the eyes of its talented learners and teachers. This occasion will be at the Mbombela Gallery in the city of Mbombela Local Municipality. This prestigious event will recognize and reward exceptional artistic creation that capture the beauty and diversity of South Africa's natural heritage. Our participants from schools within the province will have the opportunity to showcase their artwork. This exhibition will continue until Friday, the 16th of August, 2024. It is a platform that will allow for a wider audience to appreciate the creativity and skill of our young artists. This colorful event takes place at the backdrop of the MEC's announcement. You remember we announced that we'll be having adding to the focus areas in terms of school, the art schools that will be focusing on both visual art as well as performing art. These schools will provide learners with knowledge and skills that are relevant and in demand in today's society, other than just focusing in one stream of career. They are also meant to bridge the gap between grade 12 and further education while leveraging school-private sector partnerships to expand learner and teacher support. These schools offer a highly specialized curriculum and a target to enhance and nurture the natural talent of our learners in arts and sports. As you know, that we're very much talented in arts and sports as a province. As you will remember, in 2024-25 policy and budget speech of the MEC, this is what she said. In order to contribute to the skills needs of our economy and the needs of our province, in particular, the province has identified the following focus areas. The O.R. Tambo Mathematics, Science and Technology Academy, with 101 schools focusing on compulsory teaching of mathematics and physical science. This is to contribute to the scarce skills that we have as a country and as a province. But the further to that, she said there is 16 agricultural schools that is going to give skills to the agriculture, as you know that we are dominantly an agricultural province. But there are also 45 technical high schools. The department will also explore the establishment of additional science centers and ensure that there is a fully functional science center in each of our four districts. I think these are the focus areas that the province will be focusing. So that is why I was saying at the beginning of my speech that school should be interesting because you'll be choosing what you want to do for the rest of your life. So today's event, it will be showcasing those talents that we have identified as a department that we must formalize those schools so that people can have AMA certificates as they complete.
Okay. And perhaps a question to you, MEC, is are you targeting any particular schools, or these competitions are open to any and every school in the province?
These competitions are open to each and every school because art is being done by all schools, but we will be targeting identifying schools. In fact, there is a proposal that in each circuit, we must have an art school. We have 71 circuits in the province. So that is the proposal that we're having now. But it doesn't mean that in other schools which are not labeled or identified as art school, they cannot do art school. The competition is open for each and every school.
Now, before I let you go, MEC, because we're truly out of time, but maybe I'm a bit digressing here. We've had a number of accidents in the province. I mean, in the past 3 weeks, we've had, even 2 weeks, we've had three major accidents involving school bus transport. Where do you think the problem is? And if you can identify the problem, how do we then fix it?
Oh, you're touching my heart by that. It's a very painful incident or accident that we have had in the past few weeks. Very painful for us as a department, for the learners and the families. Accident is an accident, you know, but it doesn't mean that we cannot try to alleviate accident if there are. I think we need more, like some of the accident happen in roads with normal transport that are transporting our learners, which are hired or paid by the parents, like the one that happened yesterday. I think we need more visibility, police visibility, our traffic officers on the roads, but drivers themselves, they must take responsibility. Before you get a driver's license, you are taught. You start from the learners, then you are taught about the road signs. Then you go to the driving itself. They must take responsibility. They must be responsible that I'm caring people, human beings, that if an accident happens, they may lose their lives. It starts with the driver himself. Then it goes to all road users because some of them are disturbed by the oncoming transport. But from our side, the scholar transport, we have taken a responsibility with the department responsible that we're going to meet with it, with those who are responsible for scholar transport, talk to them, make sense to them, and check if those transport they are using are roadworthy. But at the same time, the department will increase the transport, I mean, the traffic inspectors, to check whether the transport is roadworthy, at the same time the behavior. But we're also calling upon parents that they must also take responsibility to check whether the transport that is carrying their learners is roadworthy and the driver is in a good state of mind. It calls upon all of us to take responsibility.
And perhaps how soon can we start to see these things that you talk about happening, MEC? Because, I mean, one life is one too many and we can't have a repeat of these accidents again.
With the scholar transport, because that is where we have a full control as government. The department has already started looking on the roadworthiness of the vehicles that are used by the schools. The department has started doing that in terms of increasing the number of inspectors. You know, it's a process to get people who be appointed in that, but there are those that are there. They've started monitoring. But in roads, that must start any time for any other driver. Any other driver, they must think before they do whatever they do on the road, because it's not only one car in the road. You must drive all the car besides you, in front of you, behind you. You must very much alert and be conscious. But also, okay, we will hope that the department that is responsible for traffic officers in terms of police visibility on the road, I think they will do that. They are always there, but they can't be in each and every corner. That is why we are calling upon responsibility or being responsible as drivers.
Well, that is the MEC for Education, Ms. K.C. Dlamini. And perhaps, MEC, you can use us as the personalities to also get the message out there, because if the personalities in the province and the departments can work together, I'm sure we could see some sort of change.
Definitely. That is why we are calling upon everyone. You are the most important people because you are talking to all of us. You are reaching corners that we cannot reach as government. You are one of the most important stakeholders that can help us to reach out to those that we cannot reach to say, please, please, we don't lose learners like the one that we have lost. They were about to complete their education and there were families. They were supposed to be out of poverty. But because of one mistake of one person, they've lost everything. We have lost people who are going to contribute in the economy of our country.
Perfect. Well, MEC, we'll look forward to two more engagements with you. That's the MEC for Education, Mr. Kesi Dlamini. Do have a blessed day ahead.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
You know, we see it all the time where personalities, where popular people would be used to get a certain message out there. And sometimes it works. And perhaps that is something that we need to do. You know, you have these people in your province that you can use to get people to listen. So use us. Take us. We are here. Eh? We're done for today. Same time, that's between 6 and 9. And again, condolences to the families that have lost their loved ones.